Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Ed Ackerley. Jump in Tucson is a unique format. We've got General Ted Maxwell coming in on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Grant Kruger comes in and hosts. I think they're going to flip-flop next week, and Grant's going to come in on Tuesday, and Ted's going to come in on Wednesday. And then Tom Moulton comes in on Thursdays, and he talks about attractions and things that are going on in the attraction and visitor world. On Mondays, I talk about the good things going on at the University of Arizona. We call that the Wonder Series. And then on Fridays, we get to talk with businesses and organizations that have done a great job in Tucson and our success stories. And so we have one of those organizations with us today. We have Jamie Dickman, who is the Chief Mucky Muck, COO, CEO, CCC, CC-suite of Barrio Brewing, and lead chef Jordan Chantharath. So good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Great. Well, we're about a week out from Father's Day. And so you and I were talking, Jamie, about Father's Day and what's a good thing to get dad for Father's Day. A couple of those things that
I'd
are
say we start with beer. You
yeah.
know? It's like
beer is a good thing
it's a
to
nice
get.
Nice little staple, right?
you've got some samples here. I guess I'm going to have to break down and have a sample. I'm going to have to get some to Matt back there too and get him going for the day. Yeah.
Absolutely. You can't come to an interview without beer, right?
Yeah. And then we got the delicious smell of some great fruit. Before we get started on that, let's talk a little bit both about your backgrounds. Let's start with you, Jordan, so you don't get cut off. Tell us tell us a little bit about how you got involved in cooking food, and you've been at Barrio for, you said, 6 years.
Yeah, so, going on 6 years.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in the food business.
So I've been in food and beverage for going on 16 years now. I've worked many different aspects of the kitchen, so I finally got the opportunity to become the kitchen manager for Barrio about 6 years ago, and we've been on the up and up ever since. Everything that we make is in-house, fresh from scratch, so I'm very proud of that. Other than that,
you serve a lot of food, don't you? You guys crank out the food. It's amazing when you go over there to the restaurant how packed it is from whenever you open till late into the evening. It is amazing how many people. So, Jamie, how about you? How'd you? I know your story, but a little bit about your beer story and how you got over to Barrio.
So, I have been in the beer industry for a little over 20 years now. I graduated from the U of A with a degree in marketing. And
who was your favorite teacher at the U of A that you didn't have?
Dr. Ackerley. He was fantastic.
but you didn't have me. So.
I was one of those people that wasn't quite sure really what I was looking to do in life. And then I saw a great opportunity with Golden Eagle Distributors at the time. And so I got started there as a promotional rep. And from there, I just loved it and kept going and going and going. Mm-hmm. and it brought me to Barrio in 2019. So Golden Eagle was sold in 2016. Hensley took it over. I stayed for a good 3 years and then decided it was a good opportunity to see what the supplier side was like. So I've been there since 2019. Love every moment of it. I get to work with amazing people. I have great food right down the stairs for me.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And amazing beer, fresh. Yeah.
And you make your own beer.
So. We do, yes. Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So you're both, and you, Jamie, have ascended 4 years ago. The company was sold to the employees, right?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit of story about Dennis and how he and his wife and how they all moved from University Boulevard to where they are and how that all happened.
Yeah, so... Barrio actually started as Gentle Ben's, so a lot of people know Gentle Ben's on University. Dennis and Tana Arnold opened it in 1991. As the 90s closed out, they realized that they needed more brewing space because they were brewing a lot of beer. And so they found a location, which is right off the tracks downtown, started getting some work done, and opened that location in 2007. And so we moved the brewing operations over there. Gentle Ben's was still doing their thing, serving the beer. And then Dennis and Tana started thinking about, hey, what do we want to do with retirement? They found an opportunity through an employee stock ownership plan. And so in 2016, they sold Gentle Ben's to their general manager. And then in 2020, they sold Barrio to their employees.
Great. And that puts you at the top of the pyramid. You run the place, basically.
Correct. In 2019 is when I moved over from Hensley, and they were looking for somebody who could kind of steer the ship. I had known Dennis and Tana for years, and so they brought me on. My first day on the job was actually over in San Diego to learn about employee ownership.
Right.
And then in March, COVID hit, so that was awesome. Yeah. It's a great way to steer the organization through, right?
Right. nothing like an opportunity to challenge at the same time.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but I just wanted to say you have been coming. First off, we know each other from a variety of different places. Obviously, we met at your time at Golden Eagle, but you are also, in your spare time, you help us with the Rito Park Foundation. You're the treasurer. You've been helping us for about a decade now, almost, it seems like.
Wow.
Helping out with sponsorships and first, and now you're on the board and you're the treasurer, and we're working on getting horse racing back in the spring.
It brings a community together. It's just a great event overall. Right. So hopefully.
And one of the great things you do is you come and speak to my students at the University
Love
of
doing
Arizona.
It.
You come every semester. You come and talk about what it's like to run the sales guys at Barrio and talk about sales and communication and so forth. And we're going to go to break in a second, but Jordan, tell us a little bit about the hours. What time do you get there and what time do you leave? What's your staff there? Are they there all day, obviously? But
we have two different shifts. We have a morning shift and an afternoon shift. Typically, we come in at around 9, start doing our prep.
So yeah.
Everything that's served at 11 is pretty much cut at 9 o'clock.
Oh, good. So it is fresh,
Yeah, it's fresh. Yeah. The romaine that's made for the salads, it's cut that morning, so it's freshly cut and served and ready to go. And then we usually rock it out to about 3 o'clock, and then that's when we do our shift change, and we go to war
and
for the dinner rush.
What time does the kitchen stay open?
Till
the last soldier leaves, basically, yeah.
During the week, we actually stay open till 10, and on Friday and Saturday, we stay open till 11.
Wow, so that's a lot of hours covering kitchen shift and forking over the food, no pun intended, getting it through the line. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what you've brought here today. We'll talk about the beer sampling that we're going to do, and we'll talk a little bit about this delicious food that's staring at us, that smells delicious, looks delicious,
and is
fantastic. We're talking with Jamie Dickman. She's the Chief Operating Officer of Barrio Brewing, and Jordan Chantharath, who is the lead chef at Barrio Brewing in downtown Tucson. We'll talk about their other locations and what's up in store for Father's Day when we come back. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're speaking with Jordan Chantharath, who is the head chef, and Jamie Dickman, who is the C-suite person, the head mucky muck at Barrio Brewing. And so welcome back to Jump in Tucson.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what you have there in front of us. We've got some delicious food staring at us, and tell us what you got here today.
So today I brought you our Father's Day special we're going to be having. It's pork ribs that I did low and slow in the oven for about 2 hours. Then I put our house-made barbecue sauce on top.
Smells delicious.
Thank you.
Looks delicious.
And then here's a side
of... And it's going to taste delicious in just a minute, too.
Yeah. Make sure you dig in. Here's a side of Brussels sprouts with our honey sriracha sauce.
That's unique. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, it's sweet and spicy. It goes good with the ribs.
Mm-hmm. The brewers are loving it. They love to be the taste testers.
Yeah, I've been having everybody taste it, and it's been a fan favorite for sure. And then this here is our house-made green chili mac and cheese. You could get Monday through Friday, and it's on a happy hour menu, but it pairs well with the Brussels sprouts and the ribs.
You got me with the green chili mac and cheese. That's pretty awesome. That sounds delicious.
It also pairs well with Rojo or Blonde or your favorite Barrio beer.
So tell me about these three that you brought here. That one is Rojo, obviously. One is Blonde. But tell us a little bit about the beers and what you make in the brewery.
Correct. So we always have like 12 beers that we have year round, different varieties of everything, something for everyone, because not everybody loves a blonde, not everybody loves an IPA. So we make sure that we have a nice variety.
Even though you have this huge variety, probably you're best known for the Blonde, though, right? Barrio Blonde, probably?
Correct. Barrio Blonde is our flagship. It's actually Arizona's longest continuously brewed craft beer. And we actually just won a nice little award for it. The Arizona Restaurant Association puts on a Foodist Awards. This is actually their 10th year of doing it. Nominations come from the public, and they narrow it down to three. And then they have a panel of industry people who decide on the winner. And we were just at the ceremony on Monday night, and we won, which was really exciting. We were going against Petal House and Cider Core, which are two places up in Phoenix. So glad Tucson got some love.
Well, congratulations. It's awesome. A beautiful award. It's I'll describe it. It's a pineapple. Made out of kind of a goldish color, and it's kind of see-through, and it's got some string lights in it that you're going to put in it and light it up. It is amazing. It's one of those awards that people are going to be talking about that.
Exactly.
When you see
it. So when you come to Barrio next, look for it. We have it behind the bar.
Yeah, fantastic.
Or we will. It's not there now because it's in front of us because it's so pretty.
we're talking with Jamie Dickman, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Barrio Brewing, and Jordan Chantarath, who is the head chef. Tell us a little bit, people ask all the time, how many locations do you have? Tell us about your other locations that you have, in one in Tucson and a couple up in Phoenix.
Yeah, so our main tap room is downtown. It's right south of the tracks. That's where the majority of our business is. Another location that we have in Tucson, if you're flying out Tucson Airport, it's Arrivals. The top level, I believe, right? I always get them.
Departure is top and Arrivals is
correct.
Bottom.
Arrivals on top. I always get them flip-flopped.
So that's Departure.
Correct, Departure.
Departure is at the top.
This is
right?
Why. Yeah.
On your way out of town, you want to grab a beer.
I need people like Ed in my life to remind me of the difference between the two. Tucson Airport, if you're flying out, coming back in, check us out up there. And then up in Phoenix, we've got two locations, both at airports, the Mesa Gateway Airport, and just opened in February, I believe, the Deer Valley Airport. And the great thing about those two locations is you can literally watch the planes come in and out.
Right.
It is such a great experience. So if you're a plane aficionado and you're up in Phoenix, definitely check it out because we've got the great food and great beer.
So are you in charge of the food in those places, just Jordan, or are you just down in Tucson?
I try and maintain quality, so I do go out and visit and just make sure that we're holding the expectations that we've set for Barrio.
Right. You make the recipes and they execute them for you.
Right.
That's great. And there'll be some future expansion maybe down the line once the owners get together, the employee owners, and decide what's the next step. But concentrating on what you have is an important part of what you're doing.
Correct.
Right now,
yeah. Right? We've got a loan that we've got to pay off a little bit.
Yeah.
Once we got that done, we'll
get
more space.
Dennis needs to count his gold bricks, so he's got to make sure he's got him coming to you. He built a great enterprise with Gentle Ben's and Barrio, and they're entitled to enjoying their retirement.
Exactly.
So, tell us a little bit, if you will, about what's happening on Father's Day. Your Father's Day special. Tell us a little bit more about that and why someone should come to Barrio to experience, bring their father with them to Barrio, or just come by themselves or whatever, come with some friends.
Well, Father's Day is usually a day that we like to chill and relax.
Right.
I'm a father, so one thing that I would love is a nice hearty meal with a beer.
Right.
And that's kind of what we went into building this menu with the pork ribs. We did our signature sweet and smoky dry rub, and then we did it low and slow for a few hours, and then we topped it with our Barrio barbecue sauce. And then the honey sriracha Brussels sprouts were just oven roasted, real good, nice and crispy, but still soft. Sweet and smoky, and then you have that spice to go with it. And then who doesn't love mac and cheese?
Right.
Mac and cheese is one of our new Barrio staples that we have on our happy hour menu.
Right.
And obviously, like I said, it goes well with the beer. So usually I drink Rojo when we're drinking. So Rojo will go very well with these ribs if you come in and enjoy it.
You get all that in a, comes with a roll as well for $20.
Wow.
Which is a, I know food prices, everybody's getting little, it keeps going. I mean, our food costs are rising. So yeah. Just a PSA, our food costs are rising and we want to make sure we keep quality people. And so we do have to make sure that we're covering our costs. But $20 for
all
the meal
that
Jordan put together is a great deal.
That's a great deal.
If the food isn't something that you're interested in, we've got gift cards.
Yeah.
If your dad is a golfer, we have a golf bundle that you'll get like 20% off through Father's Day. And it comes with a head cover, a sleeve of golf balls, and a golf towel. And then we've got a lot of other merch besides, and also beer.
Right. And where can they get Barrio? You can buy it, obviously, come to Barrio Brewing or the airport and have one. But you can get it other places, right?
Correct.
You're a distributor as well as an end producer for yourselves.
Correct. We use Hensley Beverage Company, and they distribute throughout the entire state of Arizona. So you'll find us in major chains, Fry's, Albertsons, Total Wine. But then you also have your small businesses. Make sure you're supporting local. You know, they've got our beer. We support them as much as we can as well. And then restaurants. I mean, I think we're in over 3,000 locations throughout the state.
Right.
On tap. Some are on tap, some are in the stores, because I do include the grocery stores on that number.
Right.
Yeah, we're in a good amount of places throughout the state, so hopefully we're not hard to find.
Yeah, well, it's when you say Barrio Blonde, everybody knows what that is. It's amazing to me what the, and I was also going to say that every time I've been at the restaurant, it's packed. And that is a good sign, Jordan, because if you've got, obviously the beer is delicious and so forth, but people coming back because the food is delicious there as well. And it's everything from salads to everything. I mean, it's anybody can eat there and have
plethora,
sure. So it's really good. So Jamie, tell us a little bit about the future of Barrio Brewing and what's your aim is as you work with the employees and try and develop a mission and vision for the future. What are you thinking about? Obviously maintain what you have, but what's your vision for them to increase sales and to be successful like you have been for so many years?
The main thing is just getting feedback. Like, we're always looking for feedback on what styles of beer we're going to brew. As far as growth for us, it's really like, okay, if we're going to expand, what area of town are we looking? North, east? Because we have a lot of people who grab our beers on the north side and the east side, and the people will drive 20-30 minutes just to come to Barrio.
Right.
So to have something on those locations, that would be amazing. And then food options, we're always looking for different ideas. Jordan's got some great ideas about things that he'd like to add to the menu. Like you said, Dennis put a good initial list together, but Jordan's got some great ideas too. So
what is your location, your specific location, if you were to tell? I was trying to give Jordan directions to the studio and I wasn't doing a very good job, but what's the easiest way to get to Barrio? Let people know how to get there.
Okay, so it's kind of hard to find, not gonna lie, and I'm trying to find my business card so I don't get the streets wrong. If you know where Rocks and Ropes is, that's where I always start out. We're right down the street from Rocks and Ropes. But if you don't know where that is, we are on 800 East 16th Street, which is, if you're coming from downtown, you take Toole South.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're coming from the south side, you take Park North to 18th Street, make a left, and then go up to 16th Street, right on the corner.
How I normally do it is go under the underpass and make that little loop on 4th Avenue and whatever, or Congress, and you come back around and you go over the...
That's a good thing that you mentioned that, because this all, what I told you, all relies on there not being a train.
Right.
We have a train that is right there, which brings up, we have Rail Pint. So whenever there is a train going past, you get $1 off your beer. So that's a nice little bonus.
I like that.
But if there is a train, you may have to reroute yourself. Don't not come because there's a train. There's always a way to get there.
Yeah. Well, this show is about success stories, and certainly Gentle Ben's has been around the U of A area for many, many years. And back to when Glenn Koepke was there, it's a historical place. It's still going strong, and those guys are doing a good job. But Barrio now, an offshoot of that, and moving the brewery over to downtown. And you guys taking off on your own and doing what's great, and now being employee-owned. It's kind of unique in Tucson to have a local restaurant that's employee-owned. So thank you, Jordan, for coming today and for the delicious food. It smells delicious, looks delicious.
Thank you for having me.
And Jamie Dickman, always great to have you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
You're a great friend, and we appreciate all you do for Tucson.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. And we'll be back for a little bit more discussion about how to celebrate Father's Day. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. We're talking a little bit about success stories. We talk about companies and organizations that are celebrating good things that are happening in Tucson. One of those is a relatively newcomer to Tucson, a couple of years, doing great. Perhaps you've been there, perhaps you haven't heard about it. It's called Rudy's Barbecue, and the district director for Rudy's is with us, Andy Jenny. How are you doing, Andy?
Good, Ed. Good to be on with you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we met and talked about the history of Rudy's and so forth. Let's start with a little bit about yourself, and how did you get to become the area director for Rudy's, and your experience in the food business?
Awesome. Well, I moved out of the cold from upstate New York. my wife and I ran a catering business up there. So she was from Texas, so why wouldn't you go to Texas when you're from New York and you want to get away from the cold?
Right.
So we moved down there, and that's when the Rudy's journey began. They were building the first one in El Paso, and I just so happened to see the sign pop up. I applied and hit it off with the management team and the owners, and everything started there. So I helped open that store, opened a store in Laredo, spent 2.5 years down there, and then got to the opportunity to come out here to Arizona and open the first one in Chandler. And then the rest is history. We have 5 out here now. And with the one in Tucson, we're real excited about that one rocking and rolling now. So.
And your general manager there is Justin Mays. He said he was with you and helped you open some of those stores up in Phoenix, and has kind of been on a trajectory of moving around, but he said he's married and got kids now, and maybe Tucson's a good place for him to kind of park himself for a while.
Yeah, he's really liking him and his wife, Oriana. They're just loving it. They're in a really good school system. You know, they kind of hemmed and hawed about going to Tucson, but boy, they're down there and they're just loving it.
They love it.
I couldn't get them away from there if I wanted to.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Rudy's when you look at the historical perspective of how Rudy's got started as a company and a kind of a country store and a gas station kind of a complex, and now when you go to Rudy's in Tucson in any ways and around the other stores as well, it's kind of got that down home feel of a country place with great barbecue. So tell us a little bit about how Rudy's got started and the history of the whole organization.
So we're Texas Barbecue. We started right outside of San Antonio in Leon Springs. There was a gas station, and the guy's son made his own barbecue sauce, and he started sampling the barbecue sauce in the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And that fast forward moved into, well, then I need to make barbecue with my barbecue sauce. So he started doing brisket and then full-fledged menu, and everything started out of the gas station. So they added on, put some chairs in and had a little dining room there. And then, you know, it's a good concept. It got out by my owner group, Ford Restaurant Group, bought it, the concept from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've kind of refined it. We kept gas stations for a long, long time. It's kind of nice to have a nostalgic gas station, but as a manager, you don't really want to have to sell gas. So when we moved to Arizona, the Chandler location was the first one out here, and it wasn't big enough to put gas on that site. So we kind of proved that the barbecue stands by itself, and we didn't need the gas station concept. So we continued that just barbecue and, like you said, the down-home feel. We're 100% oak smoke wood. Our smokers are J&R Pitts out of Texas,
mm-hmm.
and it's just – the only electric going to them is running the dampers and running the rotisserie, but they are The fuel source is 100% oak.
Which is a little different. That's a little different taste than, you know, what you would get typically in the Southwest. You'd get a lot of mesquite wood used in the kitchen to smoke the meats and cook the meats in. And oak gives it a little different kind of a flavor, doesn't it? It's a little bit different than what you would say maybe a mesquite wood would give you.
Yeah, the mesquite can kind of give you a real sharp flavor if you don't pay really, really good attention to your fire. The oak is a little bit mellower smoke, so we get a longer smoke with more consistent heat, and that kind of helps us not over smoke it, so we get a good smoke flavor while not losing the beefy flavor and texture to it too.
Right. Well, I made the classic Ed Ackerley mistake when I was out there the other day with you, and I grabbed one of those bottles and I put it all over my sandwich, and I was just going to dig in, and I inadvertently picked up the one I am supposed to be using, the sissy sauce. It's called sissy sauce, and that's the one that I'm supposed to be eating, and I unfortunately put the hot sauce on mine, and it was delicious, but my mouth is still on fire. And my brother, who was with me, he says, this isn't hot, but for me, ketchup is hot for me. So the sauce, I have to say, the sauce is delicious, and that's one of the signature things, and you sell it in the country store too. It's amazing. That sauce is amazing.
Awesome. Thank you.
And that was part of the history of it, right? That's what kind of started it all, was you're selling the sauce. So yep. The sauce now becomes the anchor for, you got to get some meats to put it on. So he did the barbecue and the oak and getting that going. So that's pretty amazing. So you have the location in the Tucson. By the way, we're talking with Andy Jenny. He's the district area director for Rudy's Barbecue here in Tucson. And talk a little bit about the location over there in the Keno Sports Complex and where you are off the freeway there.
Yeah, we're right off the exit on Ajo Way. It's 2130 East Ajo. If you're coming toward Tucson from El Paso, you can't miss us. We're right on the exit. A little trickier coming the other way, but you know, we're just right over. There's an In-N-Out. Everybody knows where the In-N-Out is. We're kind of catty corner across the intersection from them. We got our big red building. You can't miss our Rudy's Red and smoke pouring out the top, so we're not that hard to find. Roll down your window and you'll smell us if you get close. So
yeah, it is pretty an interesting location, because obviously the Keno Sports Complex is right there, and baseball and soccer and all the sporting activities that are going on, and of course right across the street there's a big complex planned with hotels and sporting fields and so forth, and that's all been approved and is on its way to over the next couple of years to have that whole complex come into being. So you're kind of in the right place at the right time, getting started in a location that some might say, well, you're out in the middle of nowhere there, but quite frankly, it's growing up around you pretty quickly, and you've picked a good spot.
Yeah, we had a little pushback when we first went there. We heard a lot of locals say, why would you want to be down there? It doesn't have the best reputation, but you know, if you look at what they had planned coming, and we were pretty confident that that was all going to come in. So it's turning out to be a tremendous location for us, and it's just going to get busier and busier down there.
Yeah, and the irony of it is it's actually quite, I don't know, clean. It's new, so all the entry roads and everything are all beautiful, and the landscaping is gorgeous, and it's by this Keno Sports Complex, a lot of green grass around, and so it's actually kind of a neat location, because it's kind of buried amongst a lot of clean, and you don't get that in some locations in Tucson, unfortunately, and it's nice to have a great presentation of your building, and it does, if you're on the freeway, you can't miss it. It's amazing how it sticks out there.
Awesome. I appreciate that. You know, and being part of that Keno Sports Complex, is we're very family oriented, and it just fits in when the families come into town. You know, with the big picnic tables and our open seating, you can bring a baseball team or soccer team in there and let the kids have their fun, fill their own drinks, and it just works out great for our families.
Yeah, and I was impressed with the little island that has condiments on it, and again the drinks you serve yourself. Plus, you also have that big, huge iced down soda pop and beers and things that you can pick a bottle, and there's a pop-a-top around. You can go open your own bottle and have bottled product as well as the fountain drinks and so forth. So it's a unique concept. It does very reminiscent of a country store and what you might get, you know, back in the day when you'd get a bottle of pop and pop the top, and it'd be a unique experience. So we need some more of that in Tucson. Well, when we come, when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit about the offerings, what kind of barbecue you have, and a little bit about the country store, and a little bit about what you can do for catering for people, and what we can do for dads, as the dads are looking, or people are looking for a place to share some fun times with their dad. We're talking with Andy Jenny. He's the area director for Rudy's Barbecue, located out at the Keno Sports Complex. When we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about delicious barbecue and what you can do for your dad. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the break, and we'll talk about good things for dad for Father's Day. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson on this pre-Father's Day edition. We're talking about good things you can do for your dad for Father's Day and success stories. We've got a relatively new restaurant in Tucson. How long has Rudy's been in Tucson, Andy?
About 2.5 years.
Two years, right. So, Andy Jenny is the area director of Rudy's Real Texas Barbecue, which is a great restaurant located out on the freeway in Ajo Way, kind of by Keno Sports Complex out there. So let's talk a little bit, Andy, about the different kinds of barbecue meats that you make available. You go out there and you kind of go through the line and you order what you need, and then they actually pull it out and carve it right then and there in front of your eyes for most of it, the brisket for sure. And so tell us the different kinds of meats that are available.
Okay, yeah, like you said, we bring it out and cut it. We're an old-fashioned meat market like done in Central Texas. If you come from Texas, it's got to be about the brisket. Mm-hmm. So brisket's our number one seller. Hidden little secret that we have as our number two best seller is our turkey. It's a smoked turkey breast.
Right.
That's what I sliced that for you, everybody.
That's what I had yesterday when I was out there with you. That was delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, we do baby back ribs. We do pork ribs. We do a pork loin, mm-hmm. and we do sausage. We have sausage made for us with our recipe. We just introduced a new jalapeno cheddar sausage, which has become my new favorite go-to when I'm in the restaurant now.
We had a couple of police officers from the University of Arizona Police Department were there, and a couple of firefighters were there, and I was over talking to them, and one of the guys did have the jalapeno sausage link, and he was raving about how delicious it was. It had a little bit of spice to it, but it was actually... he just was saying what amazing, that's kind of a unique twist on a link. So it was pretty interesting.
Awesome. Yeah, you hear jalapeno, you think real spicy. It's not overwhelming. It's just right. It has that flavor more than the spice. But we have pulled pork. That's mm-hmm. a big seller too. Yeah, and then we have the sides that go along with all that.
And you have chicken, a half chicken. You can get a whole half chicken if you want. Yeah. You even have prime rib, right? So that's interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's is that always available, or is that as you get them, is that always on the menu?
Well, we have it on the menu. We don't just because of the ability to cook it.
Right.
We kind of run out now and then.
Yeah.
We don't want to let it sit around too
right,
long.
Right. So available. You know, yeah.
Yes.
Right. And then you have the traditional sides, all the great sides that you would expect at a barbecue place, but a little bit of a different kind of a spin on it at Rudy's. Tell us a little bit about the Rudy's beans and the green chili stew and some of the things that are kind of unique.
Yeah, so our Rudy's beans, we have a little bit of chop in there. We have a little bit of our rub that we use on the most of our meats,
mm-hmm.
And a little bit of sauce. It gives it a little kick. We call them, you know, ranch-style beans.
Mm-hmm.
And then the green chili stew, if it's not really the best time right now when it's so hot, but if it's a little cool out, that green chili stew has Hatch chilies in it. Mm-hmm. It's just an awesome side. And then the side that most people know us for, or know of us for is our cream corn.
Right.
Some people say it's like a dessert side. It's not your canned cream corn that your mom used to make for you. We do it right.
Yep. I had the three bean salad, which was absolutely delicious. I haven't had that in a while, and boy, that was like dessert for me too. That was a real treat. You do breakfast as well, though. You're not just a lunch and dinner place. You open early and you have breakfast. What kind of breakfast items do you offer?
So yeah, we offer breakfast tacos. They're really a burrito, but in Texas they're called a taco. So we continue that. We have pre-made ones in the C-store, and they all come with egg and cheese, and they come with either brisket or sausage or jalapeno sausage or bacon. But if you want to make a combination, you know, you don't like eggs or you don't want cheese, you can go up to our line and we'll custom make. We have potato back there and we have beans that we don't normally make up front. And we can make any combination you like. New thing that we're doing is a lot of people don't like the tortilla now. So we can do that in a bowl and kind of make it a little keto friendly.
Right. One of your chefs was cutting the brisket up the other day, and that beautiful bark on it, just to look at it, was amazing, and cutting off the burnt ends. And I kind of held out my hand and said, hey, can you, instead of scraping those off and putting them somewhere else, can you scrape those into a little dish and hand them to me? They look delicious. Ironically, John just called in and wanted to know, do you have burnt ends? Can you order burnt ends?
We don't. Do burnt ends per se. The best way to, if you want a very similar to what other restaurants call burnt ends, it would be our moist brisket.
Right.
And you tell them to leave the bark on. So that's going to give you the bark and the brisket. We don't do the traditional recook them and sauce them.
Right.
But if you order the moist with the bark on, you're getting a really good, example of burnt ends.
Yeah, and I saw them making that, and that is a unique process that they do. They're actually trimming it right there in front of you, and it's that bark is just amazing how that comes off. It's so rich, and it's mouthwatering to see that. Talk a little bit about catering. You have some catering available so people can order, and obviously you have pickup available so you can order ahead and come and they'll deliver it out to the car for you, but you can also come in and get it, or you can come into the country store. But tell us a little bit about your catering and what you offer there.
Okay. We do kind of two types of catering. We do what we call a group meal. It's
right.
really a party in a box. We're going to sell it by the person, anything from 10 people up, and we can box it up. And I like to say the only thing you need for that is a table, chair, and we pretty much provide everything else, right down to the drink and the tablecloth and all the serving utensils. So that's a great little option for, you know, if you got a smaller party. Anything 10 and up, and then you get up into a bigger party where you got 100, people or so, and you want to have us come out and serve it. We do the full-fledged catering where we'll come out, set up, serve for you, and make sure that we take care of everybody that way too.
I'm talking with Andy Jenny. He's the area director of Rudy's Barbecue, Texas Barbecue, out at the freeway in Ajo, out at the Kino Sports Complex. One thing I have to compliment you on, Rudy, is the hospitality. The second you hit the door, the young people in the country store are wonderful. And when you get over in the line and walk down the line, what a nice group of young people you have working for you. And I'm sure that's a shout out to your general manager, Justin Mays, and yourself. But man, what a nice group of young people you got working for you.
Awesome. Thank you. I'd like to promote the Texas hospitality.
And, yeah.
It's really fun to get kids to buy into that nowadays, and it's really fun to see the guest interaction.
Right. And
I'm glad you noticed, and I'm glad you appreciate that.
Yeah, and then I bought a couple things on the way out the door at the country store. You can get the barbecue sauce. They got a cooler back there if you enjoyed. I enjoyed the potato salad, so I took a little bit with me. So it's a good experience, from a sit-down meal to catering to a country store. Andy, we really appreciate you being with us today. Andy Jenny, the area director of Rudy's Real Texas Barbecue, out at the freeway I-10 and the Ajo exit there on the north side of I-10. And if you're looking for a great place to take Dad for Father's Day, we suggest Rudy's. It's a good place. Thank you, Andy. And we'll be in touch. We'll get you back on the air soon here, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Sounds good. Okay, if you have a success story you'd like to tell and you'd like to engage with Jump in Tucson, go to jumpintucson.com. Let us know a little bit about you, and who knows, maybe you'll be on the air. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Listen to us Monday for Wonder. We'll be back.